Hello.
And welcome to Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand. I am happy that you have tuned in today, so let's get started. Receipts, bills, insurance policies, bank statements, all of these financial documents come in the door of our homes. But where are they when we need them? When it's time to pay the bill, can we find it? When you are applying for a loan, why can't you find the pay stub that the lender is asking for? Today, we will share with you the advantages and importance of having a personal financial record keeping system. We will also share what is a record keeping system. Why am I talking about this now? And tips for developing and maintaining a financial record keeping system. So let's start with why am I talking about this now? Because you have the time to set up a system now that we are all under shelter in place orders. What better time than now that we are not having to deal with work commuting times and all of the busyness of the past? We are all in the same predicament, primarily at home and working on home projects. And I would say that this is a home project that should be at the top of most of our lists. And we will talk about why. And the second reason I'm talking about this now is, unfortunately, and with much sadness, thousands of people have suddenly passed away over the last few months, and their family members and loved ones are likely scrambling, looking for important documents to take care of their financial affairs and may not be able to find them. So what is a financial record keeping system? It is simply a planned, methodical approach to collecting, filing, and storing documents that are important to you and your and other members of your family and household. Our focus is on records you must keep for financial planning and budgeting. However, a good record keeping system requires retention of other documents, such as birth certificates, passports, marriage certificates, death certificates, wills, deeds, insurance policies, and medical proxy statements. Can you put your hands on these things at a moment's notice? If not, you need to make a change and be able to do so. Why? So let's discuss major advantages of having a financial record keeping system. Number one, having a place for everything ultimately saves valuable time. And as we all know, time is money. Having an established record keeping system means that when you sort and open the Daily Mail, you automatically know which items to save and where to put them. Without such a system, important bills and documents can be easily misplaced. Even a few misplaced items can be a major source of headache later. So we have to get into the habit of deciding what to keep and how long to keep it and how we're going to keep it. And we'll talk about that a little later. A second advantage of having a financial record keeping system is that you get to avoid lost records, which can be costly. Many types of documents may be required for reference or verification long after you have received them. For example, if you are under an IRS audit, tax auditors will ask to see documentation for tax return claimed items. If you can't find them, you will likely not get to take those tax deductions, which can be costly. Another example is that lenders will often ask for pay stubs and tax returns when you're trying to get a loan. You may need warranty documents when filing a claim for items under warranty. And if you can't find the warranty document, you may lose out on that claim. That's costly. Another example is proof of citizenship or eligibility to work in the United States is required for employment and international travel, and probably for any country. Do you know where your Social Security card is? Do you know where your passport is? Can you easily put your hand on it? Missing records usually bring our wonderful plans to an abrupt halt while we go desperately searching for those documents and records. And it's not a good thing when it's happening. So a third advantage of having a financial record keeping system is that you can avoid added emotional turmoil in stressful times. Coping with the search for misplaced records is unpleasant. However, it's somewhat bearable during times of normal stress. But imagine having to search for lost records in a crisis situation or some other urgent situation. Then it becomes almost unbearable. And you don't really need that stress on top of what is already going on. Imagine getting a new job. And on your first day, you need proof of citizenship. Well, you have 3 days to produce it. Where are these documents? That's going to satisfy that for your employer. And if you can't produce them, you can't start working for them. Four, by having a financial record keeping system, others can better manage your affairs should it suddenly become necessary. Now, this has always been a reality for us. But as we see with what is going on now, with many people suddenly quickly passing away from this awful virus, is that this is more of a reality now. In this time we're living in, none of us know what will happen to any of us. Hopefully, we will never become incapacitated, but there is always a possibility. If it happens today, can someone easily take over your financial affairs? Or, as is often the case, will they have no idea about your financial situation and the location of important records. So today, we want to eliminate that. We want to be good stewards of our financial records for ourselves and our families. We need to take care of our families in every respect. And this is an area that is often overlooked. And so I would encourage you to, as we move on, to take notes and to purpose in your mind is that you are going to now become a better steward in this area, become more organized with your financial records, and be able to locate any document that you will need at any time. So let's talk about tips to develop a record-keeping system. First, it is up to you to decide what your system will include. And that will depend on your personal and family situation. It'll also depend on the nature of your assets and investments, your household, number of income sources, and types of income sources. What your system will include will also depend on your tolerance for risk and how much time you are willing to devote to it. One of the first steps in determining what records to keep is to ask yourself, why do I need to keep this? Now, you can't keep everything. And some of us have a habit of just keeping everything just in case we may need it someday. But if we do that, then all of a sudden, our homes, our offices, our filing cabinets will end up overflowing with non-essential documents. So we have to make decisions around what is necessary to keep and what isn't. Documents you should keep are likely to be those that are difficult to obtain otherwise, or obtain a copy of somewhere else, such as tax returns, proof of identity, insurance policies, and legal contracts. When I speak of legal contracts, mortgage documents, for example, your auto loan documents or other loan documents are examples of legal contracts. On the other hand, if you have documents and records that you can easily obtain elsewhere, such as online for your bank statements and credit card statements, there really is no need to keep a paper copy of those. If you can get those from your, when you sign on to your online banking, your credit card, you don't really have to keep a separate paper copy. What I would advise you to do is to download those statements from your bank and credit card company on a regular basis, because they don't keep them out there forever. Create a filing system that works for you. Everybody's filing system is going to be different. If you are not good with computers, then your system will be a paper system. Get file folders, a file cabinet, or other space to keep these folders and label each folder accordingly. We'll talk about that a little later. If you are good with computers, then by all means, keep a digital filing system or electronic filing system. How How long should you keep records? A good rule of thumb is to keep financial records and documents only as long as necessary. For example, ATM and credit card receipts really can be thrown away after you have reconciled them with your statements. So you'll get your credit card statement in the mail, and then you'll pull out all the receipts that you maintained for the month and check them off on your credit card statement. If they are all there in the proper amounts, then there is no need to keep those receipts. Unless the receipt is for a large purchase that you will definitely want to keep for a longer period of time, or for an item that you think you may end up having to return. Otherwise, you can throw away those receipts. If a document is legal in nature or difficult to replace, you should definitely keep it for a longer period of time or indefinitely. Some financial records may have more specific timetables. For example, the IRS generally recommends that taxpayers keep tax returns and supporting documents for a minimum of 3 years, up to 7 years after the date of filing. Now, there are certain circumstances that may even warrant keeping your tax records indefinitely. So here are some recommendations on how long to keep specific documents. So records to keep for 1 year or less. Bank or credit union statements. Credit card statements. Utility bills. Auto and homeowner insurance policies. 1 year or less. Now you may ask, why with the auto and homeowner insurance policies? Well, because they renew every year. So you don't really need to keep the policy that you had from 3 years ago. You have a current policy in place now. Records that you should consider keeping for more than a year include tax returns and supporting documentation, mortgage contracts, property appraisals, annual retirement and investment statements, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, receipts for major purchases in home improvements. Records that should be kept indefinitely. Birth certificates. Death certificates. Marriage certificates. Adoption records. Citizenship papers. Military discharge papers, Social Security card, medical history information. Now keep in mind, these recommendations are general guidelines, and your personal circumstances might warrant keeping these documents for shorter or longer periods of time. An easy way to prevent paperwork from piling up is to remember the phrase, out with the old and in with the new. Once again, an example that we mentioned earlier is that when you receive this year's auto insurance policy, throw away the one from last year. When you receive your annual investment statement, you now can discard the monthly or quarterly statements you've been keeping because the same information is on the annual statement. In addition, review your files at least once a year to keep your filing system on the right track. When you're ready to get rid of certain records and documents, don't just throw them in the garbage. No, 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 no. To protect sensitive information, you should invest in a good quality shredder to destroy your documents. Now, these shredders are not expensive. You can get them at Walmart or anywhere as low as $20-$30. Most of these documents, or many of these documents, will contain social security numbers, account numbers, and other personal information, and you don't want to throw them in the trash. You need to shred them or burn them if you have a place where you can safely burn, if that's your only choice. Where should you keep your records? Now, where should my filing system be kept? You could go the traditional route and use, as I mentioned earlier, a simple set of labeled folders in a file drawer. And that's just fine. More important documents, though, instead of keeping those in a file drawer, should be kept in some type of fire-resistant file cabinet, safe, or safe deposit box. If you're not comfortable keeping them in your home, then go rent a safe deposit box at your bank and keep those more important documents there. If space is tight and you need to reduce clutter, you might consider digital or electronic storage for some or all of your financial records. Once again, you can save copies of online documents or scan documents and convert them to electronic form in order to have full electronic filing system. But if you do maintain your records electronically on your computer, you'll want to keep backup copies on a portable storage device or hard drive and make sure that your computer files are secure. So there are advantages and disadvantages to keeping your filing system electronically. It sure is good in terms of staying away from a lot of paper. However, if you go electronic, you need to make sure that your computer is maintained safely, secure, and that you have a backup. If you can't do that, I would suggest you stick with the traditional physical filing system using a file drawer or some type of safe. If you're so inclined to store your files electronically, you could also use a cloud storage service that will encrypt your uploaded information and store it remotely. So what that does is it takes it off of your computer, and now you don't have that risk in case your computer is stolen or lost. Those documents are not saved on your computer, which I highly recommend it not be in the first place. And the cloud storage service will be safer than having it on your computer. And they will have redundancy they have security in place. And so you can access your documents just as easily using a cloud storage service. Amazon, there are many of them that are very popular and secure, once again. But if you do use cloud storage, make sure to use a reliable company that has a good reputation and offers automatic backup and technical support. Now, once you have found a place to keep your records, it may be helpful to organize and store them according to specific categories. For example, banking. And then under banking, then that's where you would have your bank statements or other banking related documents. Then you have insurance file folder. Whether it's a physical file folder or an electronic file folder, it would be insurance. Then your documents under there. Another category, proof of identity. All of this will make it even easier to access what you might need. So once again, it's important to label and organize your documents. So, you know, you may go to a file cabinet, but if you don't have the file cabinet organized where you can see the title of folders, it's going to take you time to get to the item that you're looking for. Another option for organizing your financial records is to create a personal document locator, which is sort of like a log. It's simply a detailed list of where you have stored your financial records. Now, why is this important? This can be helpful whenever you are trying to locate a specific document, and can also assist your loved ones in locating your financial records in the event of an emergency. So think about a log as the index. You know how when you open a book and there is a table of content, rather than an index, but a table of contents. And the table of contents will tell you what page each subject matter is on. Chapter 4 of this book starts on page 322. So you go to page 322 and there it is, chapter 4. And so that's what we're talking about here, is a log that spells out for you or any of your loved ones where to find what. And it also provides, the log should also provide information, personal information, personal contact information. For example, who's your attorney? What's their phone number, email address? Who is your tax preparer, your insurance broker, your financial advisor? All of this information that would be critical for anyone that needed to get to this information if you are not available, or for yourself, simply because you can't remember all of that information. And having it in one place would be darn helpful. The personal document locator should also indicate all of your online accounts and maybe with usernames and passwords. But if you have that, you certainly need to keep this in a very secure place. Now, most of us do utilize obviously online services. We use online banking to access our bank account. And with many of our other services, we log in online. So we have various user IDs and passwords. imagine all of a sudden you are incapacitated or unable to get to this information and someone in your family needs to be able to access and they have no idea how to access. Well, your personal document locator will provide that for them. And this log or personal document locator should also list specific locations of important documents. So for example, if you have chosen to keep your indefinite items, such as death certificates, marriage certificates, birth certificates, and things of that nature, you have kept them at, you decided to keep them in a safe deposit box at your bank. Then your log or your personal document locator will so state that these items are in the safe deposit box at X bank, at X location. And then you should also note on that log the location of your key to that box. Your log or personal document locator will also tell those that need to know the location of other documents. So let's say you've decided to electronically file most of your other documents on your computer. And let's say you've decided to store them on your physical computer in your My Documents folder. Well, your log should so state that all of these types of documents are on your computer and you can access my computer. These are the credentials to log into my computer and the location of the folders where those documents are on your computer. And finally, the log should also state if you have kept items or are keeping items in a safe, what those items are, and the combination to the safe, and or where the location of the key is to the safe. It's one thing to say that I am keeping all these items in the safe, but if you don't provide the information for someone to access and open the safe, then they still can't get to it. I think that this personal document locator and log is the most valuable thing that you can have and I can have, because it is a map for you and your loved ones as to the location and the manner to access all of these items. And so your log should be kept in a secure location as well, but not where no one can get to it, but someone that you trust should know the location of this personal document locator or log. So with that, I hope this information was helpful to you and that you move to take advantage of this time that we have and start thinking about and putting into action your personal financial record keeping system and your log. Until next week, have a wonderful, wonderful day.